To carry out their search for Phylopedia, the trio used a sensitive microscopy technique called EMAP. They studied 2,234 synapses between cortical nerve cells of a type called pyramidal neurons, which have thousands of synapses each. Peering through an EMAP microscope is enough to determine which cellular protrusions are Phylopodia, but it cannot show which synapses on them are silent. To do that, they needed to test how the Phylopodia responded to glutamate, the brain's main excitatory neurotransmitter. First, they had to deliver a controlled flow of glutamate to the particular synapse they wanted to test. To this end, they poured a soup of caged glutamate over the neuron under examination. This form of the molecule is inert until hit with energy from the intersection of two laser beams. Aiming those at the synapse under study enabled them to uncage the neurotransmitter and see, by measuring the electrical activity in that part of the neuron using an ultrafine electrode, whether the synapse responded. They found that mature pyramidal neuron protrusions generated electrical activity when exposed to glutamate as expected. Phylopodia did not, confirming the silence of their synapses. Silent synapses are, however, useless unless they can be switched on at the appropriate moment. And the researchers confirmed this is possible. They were able to induce the silent versions of Phylopodia to turn into mature, active synapses by pairing the simulated release of glutamate with a subsequent surge of electricity inside the neuron. This pairing of events caused silent synapses to start within minutes, displaying receptor molecules characteristic of active synapses. The same pairing applied to mature synapses did nothing. The researchers thereby show that it is hard to get a mature synapse to change the strength of its connection, thus satisfying the stability side of the dilemma, but easy to unsilence a silent one, satisfying the plasticity side. The next thing to investigate is how, why, and when new Phylopodia appear. The discovery of all these eager-to-learn silent synapses and Phylopodia, Dr. Harnett says, is a lever for us to get into understanding learning in adults and how potentially we can get access to make it not degrade over the course of aging or disease.